last week in the beginning of the chapter that we are to walk as he walked. There in verses 3 through 6. Tonight, John tells us about a new commandment here in 1 John chapter 2, beginning in verse 7. He says, "Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes." So tonight we talk about a new commandment. Let's pray. Lord, give us your wisdom. Meet with us. Work miracles in our lives through the power of your word. We thank you for the privilege to open it together and give you this time in Jesus' name. Amen. So John's doing a little bit of a tongue twister here. First he talks about an old commandment, and he talks about a new commandment. So the old commandment is the Old Testament command to love one another. That's not a new thing, that we're told to love one another. And that was given in the book of Leviticus of all places. So let's look at it tonight, chapter 19. Leviticus is one of those books a lot of Christians skip when they're reading through the Old Testament. But it actually contains the greatest commandment, according to Jesus, after the commandment to love God. And here, Leviticus 19:18, the Bible says, "Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord." This is the only place in the Pentateuch where this shows up, and Jesus quotes this in the New Testament as saying it's one of the two greatest commandments, that we are to love our neighbor as ourself. That is the old commandment that John gives us. And if you go to Matthew 22, we'll see where Jesus refers to this. Of course, in Matthew, he's talking to the Jewish people who are familiar with the law. And here in Matthew chapter 22, verse 35, "Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him, and saying, Master, which is the great commandment of the law? Jesus said to him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So Jesus here quotes Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, which is interesting because there's a certain group of people that claim that there's two different types of law. We're supposed to follow the one type, but we aren't bound to follow the other type. They say that there's the ceremonial and then there's the moral. But the problem with that is they're all mixed together. Leviticus 19, the whole chapter is ceremonial law, except for this little tidbit about loving your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus quotes it as being one of the two greatest commandments of his word. And this is something, as John said, that's an old commandment, as he says here in verse 7, that you heard from the beginning. So he's saying you've known this commandment. It's been in God's word now for a couple of thousand years, that we should love one another. Love our neighbors ourselves. So in verse 8 he says, but I'm going to give you a new commandment. And yet, what's the new commandment? That we love one another. So what makes it new? Let's see if we can figure that out. John chapter 13, Jesus explains why it's new. And it's because he now qualifies the love. We were told in the Old Testament to love thy neighbors thyself. In the New Testament, Jesus tells us to love one another. Notice John 13:34, a new commandment. So here Jesus is saying it again, John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. Here's the new part: as I have loved you. So it's no longer, the measure is no longer love someone as you would love yourself. Now Jesus is saying, we're going to take it a step further. I want you to love one another as I've loved you. And that's what makes it new. It was as thyself, now it's as Jesus loves us. Which, of course, now we have a love that we can compare our love to that we will never attain to. And that means we will never arrive. And yet, he says there in that next verse, by this shall all men know that you're my disciples, if you have love one to another. He said, I want this love to be so amazing that the world sees it and knows that you're different because of it, knows that you're God's children because of it. Let's look at again John 15 this time, while we're looking at Jesus' commands. He says it similarly here in John 15:12. He says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. So there he qualifies it again, as I have loved you. So we're no longer bound to love as ourself, but we are bound to love as Jesus loves us, which is obviously a greater love. And you know, this is the theme of John's first epistle, which we talked about this when we started the book. And I'd just like to show you quickly and briefly. So try to keep up. 1 John 3:11. I'm just going to show you a couple of quick verses to show you. This is the theme of the book of 1 John. So start at 3:11. This is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Now look at 3:14. We know that we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. 3:18. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. 3:23. This is the commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son Jesus Christ and love one another as he gave us commandment. 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And 4:11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And then 4:20, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And then 5:1, whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone that loveth him that begat, loveth him also that is begotten of him. It's pretty obvious what the theme of 1 John is. It's love. But it's not only the love that God has for us, but the love that God wants us to have for one another. That's the new commandment, that we love as Jesus loved us. So back to our passage in chapter 2. He now explains that this love is a good way to measure our own hearts, whether or not we are walking in light or walking in darkness. Isn't that interesting? That he's using the love as the measuring stick. So notice verse 8, at the end of the verse, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. Verse 9, he that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. Verse 10, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Verse 11, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. So in verse 8, we have darkness and light. In verse 9, we have light and darkness. In verse 10, we have light. In verse 11, we have darkness. So John's trying to explain to us that if we aren't loving one another as Christ loved us, we're not walking in the light. Even though we may claim to be walking in the light, it's easy to check our own hearts. Just check our love. That's what he says. So let's look at verse 9. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. And didn't he tell us over in chapter 4, verse 20, if a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar? So God is saying that if we hate our brother, if we're not loving our brother as Christ loves us, we don't love God, and we're walking in darkness. Isn't that interesting? So let's look at Romans 13 as a cross-reference here, verse 9. Romans chapter 13, verse 9. The Bible says, for this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. So those are some of the Ten Commandments. He says, if there be any commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this, saying, namely, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Isn't that interesting? Ten Commandments are in Exodus 20, and then he pulls a verse out of Leviticus 19 and says, that encompasses all of it. Well, all of the ones relating to man. Some of the Ten Commandments relate to our relationship with God, like not worshiping false idols and not taking God's name in vain. But the ones that deal with our fellow man, he says they can all be wrapped up in loving. Verse 10 of our passage, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. You see, the day we were saved, we were transferred from darkness to light, from the power of darkness unto light. Ephesians 5:8 explains this. Let's turn over there. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. And what John is telling us is now we have a practical way to check our own selves as to whether or not we are truly walking in the light. Are we loving our brothers and sisters as Christ loves us? If we're not, then we're not walking in the light. Notice Ephesians 5:8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So now we have a bit more understanding about what he means from Ephesians about walking as children of light. What does that mean, to walk in the light? John says it means to love one another as Christ loves us. That's walking in the light. As he said in Romans, that's the fulfillment of the law. Because if we're loving one another, then everything else falls into place. We're forgiving one another, we're forbearing one another, like we talked about on Sunday out of Colossians. All of those other things are going to be wrapped up in loving one another. Because love is ultimately how we treat each other, what we do for each other. So remember that verse we looked at in 1 John 1? Let's turn over there. Verse 7, it says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, so 1 John 1, 7, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin. John is saying in 2:10, he that loveth his brother abideth in the light. And in 1:7 he says, we're already transformed into light, but are we walking in the light? He says, if we're walking in the light, then we have fellowship one with another. So do you see how it all is this nice package that we can cross-check our own hearts? Are we walking in the light? Are we loving one another as Christ loves us? Because again, remember all those things we talked about on Sunday, how to treat one another with kindness and forgiveness and forbearance and all those other things we talked about. If we're loving one another as Christ loves us, that we will be treating each other that way, which means we're walking in the light. If we have unforgiveness, if we have bitterness, if we can't forbear and put up with one another, if we're being mean to one another or gossiping about one another, John's telling us clearly in this passage that we're not walking in the light. We're actually walking in darkness. It's pretty scary, isn't it, to think of a Christian walking in darkness. But remember, this book is written to Christians. And he made it very clear, verse 9, he that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness. He's talking to Christians, but as it says, hateth his brother. Let's not talk about his physical brother. Let's talk about his Christian spiritual brother. It says if he hates his brother, he is in darkness. And again, he drove it home there in 4:20. If we say that we love our brother, if we say that we love God and we hate our brother, God says we're a liar. So I know it's kind of simplistic, but it's really powerful, this truth, that we have a new commandment. No longer love one another as we love ourselves, but now love one another as Christ loves us. And if we aren't fulfilling that one great commandment, which is the whole theme of 1 John, John says we're walking in darkness. So it's a good cross-check of our own hearts. Am I walking in the light? How am I treating my brothers and sisters? With love? What kind of love? All we have to do is look at Jesus' love. Does Jesus forgive us every time? Yes. Does he love us unconditionally? Yes. Does his love ever go away when we disappoint him? No. So all we have to do is look at his love. Is his love sacrificial? Absolutely. And John even says, if he so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Look over in chapter 4. Verse 11. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. So he's describing Jesus' love for us, and he says, now this is the kind of love that we should have for one another. He goes on to say later on in the book that Jesus laid down his life for us, we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Greater love hath no man than this, than a man that lay down his life for his friends. Sometimes literally, but what God is saying is we are to put others first and be willing to sacrifice our time, our energy, our lives for each other, like Jesus did for us. That is the new commandment, as Jesus loved us. The new and beautiful commandment. Love one another as Jesus said, I have loved you.